A former executive of Texaco has been charged with obstruction of justice for allegedly destroying evidence sought in a race discrimination suit. The suit was resolved last week when Texaco agreed to what's being called the largest bias case settlement in history. In filing new charges today, federal officials said that Richard Lundwall and other company officials shredded documents relating to the company's hiring of minority employees. Lundwall is the same man whose clandestine tape recordings of other Texaco officials touched off the scandal over the company's treatment of minority employees. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Federal officials say Lundwall and other Texaco executives met on two occasions to discuss a discrimination suit that had been filed on behalf of about 1,400 black employees. Because he was supposed to take minutes, Lundwall taped the meetings using a tape recorder concealed in his pocket. After he was let go from Texaco in a downsizing move, he turned the tapes over to the plaintiff's attorneys. They then ended up in the hands of federal officials, who today announced that 55-year-old Lundwall, a resident of Danbury, Connecticut, was the first person to be charged in the case. According to federal officials, transcripts of the tapes reveal the executives discussing what was known as the Master Book, an agenda of twice-yearly meetings of executives in Texaco's finance department. The Master Book included documents related to Texaco's long-range development plans for minority employees, and the plaintiffs in the case had been seeking them. At one point, the executives discuss a chart that was part of the documents. Lundwall notes that the plaintiffs were unaware of the chart's existence. Another executive says they'll find out when they look through it, to which Lundwall replies, "Not if I take it out, they won't." In another part of the transcript, former Texaco executive Robert Ulrich talks about purging the documents. In addition, today's complaint says certain handwritten comments were deleted from the documents, and executives who had retained their master books were told to say they no longer had them. The existence of the tapes was first reported some 2 weeks ago by the New York Times. At first, much of the uproar centered on sections of the tapes in which the executives mock the company's diversity program and refer to the plaintiffs as black jelly beans. In the 2 weeks following the publication of that article, Texaco rushed to make amends for the executives' actions. And last week, the company bowed to pressure and agreed to settle the discrimination case at a cost of about $176 million. But federal officials had also begun a grand jury investigation into the allegations of evidence tampering, an investigation that is not affected by the settlement. The fact that Lundwall is so far the only one of the executives to have been charged came as a surprise, since he is said to have been cooperating with federal officials, and the government would have had no case without the tape he voluntarily turned over. Lundwall's attorney today accused federal prosecutors of blindsiding him. But federal officials have also left open the possibility of more arrests, noting that the investigation is continuing. U.S. officials say if convicted, Lundwall could face 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. This is Jim Zaroli in New York.